Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Before we hear Lum and Abner, I have a message of interest to all you light sleepers. If you don't get sufficient, sound, restful sleep at night, maybe it's because you don't get enough exercise. Your body is not as tired as your mind. You've not relaxed. Now, if that's the case, and you can't get that extra exercise, here's a tip that'll help you to get the sleep you need. Just drink a glassful of Horlicks malted milk hot before going to bed. Horlicks relaxes and soothes you, helps you to fall off to sleep easily and naturally. And what's even more important, Horlicks helps you sleep soundly. To be really beneficial, sleep must be continuous. And that's a good point to remember, isn't it? Try the Horlicks plan yourself tonight. Don't forget, a glassful of Horlicks malted milk hot just before going to bed. You can get it at your favorite druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. But remember, it must be Horlicks. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Since Lum and Abner dissolved partnership and divided the stock of the Jot'em Down store, they have been operating two separate and independent stores under the same roof. Competition is keen, and Abner has adopted a plan of swapping merchandise for anything the customer has to trade. Naturally, he's doing a big business. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Abner out in front of the store looking over a horse that Snake Hogan has brought down to trade. Listen.
Well, it's a likely-looking animal, all right, Snake. What do you figure you'd have to have for him?
Well, he's worth a lot more than I expect to get for him, Peabody, but yeah. Times have been pretty hard with me this winter, and we're plumb out anything to eat over there, or else I wouldn't even think of parting with him. It's going to be just like parting with one of the family, you know.
Well, sure, that's what everybody said that's brung anything down here to swap me, Snake. All hate to part with them. Looks like I've swapped everybody out of their favorite animals for the last 2 days. I just hope I don't get attached to him that way.
Well, make me some kind of an offer on him.
Well, I don't know, Snake. Looks like he ought to be worth, $15.
$15? Come on here, Frank.
Well, hold on now. Wait a minute now, Snake. Don't go leading him off yet. I just said he looked like he ought to be worth that much. I never said that I wouldn't give more.
You just ain't looked this horse over good, Peabody.
Maybe not.
Look how broad he is through the chest there.
Yeah.
Stands on the ground there as square as the legs on a cook stove.
Well, he looks a little weak there in his hind quarters, though. Looks like he might have a little trouble getting up again he gets down.
Well, he's a little gant, all right, but I just ain't had the money to feed him this winter like I ought to.
No.
Young horse that way, if somebody pour the feed to him, he'd fill right out.
Yeah, now let me look at his teeth here now. He don't look like no colt.
I wouldn't try to open his mouth there, Abner. No, I wouldn't do that. He's awful bad about biting. Liable to take an arm right off of you.
Well, I can't tell nothing about a horse standing off this way and looking at him. He told me not to get around his hind quarters on account of him being so bad about kicking. Now you tell me not to open his mouth because he might bite. Well, I don't know where I'd want that critter on the place or not.
Oh, well, he's gentle, all right. Docile as a kitten, that animal is. Them children of mine plays with him all the time. He won't bother nobody.
Well, I'd hate to have a youngin' of mine playing around him. Liable to get head up. How does a body go about putting a bridle on him if he's so bad about biting that way?
Oh, well, he don't mind a body getting around his head or putting a bridle on him at all, but he just won't stand for nobody to open his mouth to look at his teeth. Funniest horse about that I ever seen.
Yeah, that is strange, yeah. How old did you say he was, Snake?
Well, I don't know for sure, Peabody, but I don't believe he's past five.
Yeah, you don't, huh? Well, tell you what I'll do, Snake. I'll give you $25 in trade for him.
Well, Peabody, it looks like to me that we ain't going to get together on a trade. I had in mind when I come over here not to take a cent less than $75 for him.
$75?
Yeah.
Doggett, I reckon he's a better horse than I thought he was.
Why, sure, this is a blooded stock, this horse is, a thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred what?
Well, I don't know the different kinds of horses he is, but I know he's full blood something.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what I might do, Peabody. and I'll more than likely hate myself for doing it.
Yeah.
I ain't got no use for this horse, and I do need the groceries. Let's see. I might not make you a present of him.
Well, now, here, I don't want you to do that now. I don't want you to just give him to me.
Well, I was just thinking. I'll let you have him for $50 in trade there in the store. But that's my bottom price.
You wouldn't take $40 for him, huh?
Well, I don't think so.
How about 45?
45, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about the best groceries you got there in the store, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. Anything I got in there, Lord, you can pick them out yourself. I don't care.
Well, I oughtn't to take that for him.
Well, if 50 the best you do, I reckon I'll take him.
All right, he's yours.
Well, go. just lead him on around there back to the store, Snake, and turn him loose in that lot there. Then come on in the store and just pick out what you want. I'm a pretty close trader, ain't I?
Yes, you are, Peabody. You ought to have been a horse trader.
Yeah. Well, howdy, Grandpap. What you got there?
Yeah, these are them rabbits I was telling you about yesterday. Howdy, Snake.
Hello, Grandpap.
Yeah, just bring them on the store here, Grandpap. We'll get together on some kind of a deal.
Yeah, I want to set these things down. My arms is tired of carrying them.
Yeah, that's a big crate.
I ain't got them all here. I'm going to have to make two or three trips.
Yeah. And I just now give Snake Hogan a good skinning just now, Grandpa.
Oh, did you swap for that horse he's leading off?
Yeah, he's mine now.
Yeah, Snake never kept him long.
Huh?
And he just bought him yesterday off them gypsies camp down there on Briar Creek.
Oh, no, Grandpa. This must be another horse. He was saying just now how bad he had to part with him on account of the family likes him so well. Said they couldn't have got that attached to him in just one day, I know. Well, he's talking
that. Yeah, might not be the same animal. You wouldn't have had the one he bought off of them, no way. He never gave him but 20. No, I believe it was $10 he gave him for him. And then he got stung.
Well, I do know. Well, I reckon Snake is just a poor trader. go ahead in, Grandpa.
Well, come in. Right over this way. Trade on this side of the store. Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Now, don't start calling him over there. Me and Grandpap are doing some swapping here.
Yeah, I'm swapping Abner some rabbits, Lum.
Just set him down there anywhere, Grandpap. I'll get Cedric to fix up that big dry goods box after little and put him in there. Well, I do know. Look at that. Cute little fellers, ain't they?
Yeah, it's going to be just like parting with members of the family to let them go.
Now, don't start that, Grandpap. That's all I've heard. Folks around here either don't care much about their families or they think a sight more about the animals around their place than I ever allowed they did once.
Well, it's going to be sort of quiet around the place now without these little fellers.
You say this is just a part of them?
Yeah, I've got to make two trips more, I reckon.
Well, how many will there be altogether?
Well, there was 32 when I counted them a while ago.
Well, I thought you said yesterday there's just 20.
Well, that was yesterday. Yeah, there's 32 today.
Yeah, but here, I bought them yesterday, Grandpap, for $0.50 a piece. That's $10.
Yeah, but they ain't delivered till today. You said you'd take all I had at 50 cents a piece.
Yeah, and you said that you just had 20, too.
Well, I did just have 20 yesterday, but I've got 32 now, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Grandpap. I'll give you 50 cents a piece for 20 of them, and then 25 cents a piece for the rest. Regardless of how many it is, take all you got and give you 50 cents for 20 and 25 for the rest of them.
25 cents a piece, huh?
Yeah.
Little ones and all.
Everything. Take them all.
Well, now you're getting into some figures there, Abner. Let's see, that's 20 from 32 is 12, ain't it?
Yeah, I reckon so.
12 at 2 bits a piece, let's see.
Now, let me get a pencil here. This is getting complicated, all these figures. I wish now I'd just give you $0.50 straight.
Mr. Abner.
Oh, what is it, Cedric? Can't you see I'm busy here?
Cedric, don't come in here hollering that away, waking folks up. Scare me so bad, I might not roll clean off in the counter.
Though. What's the matter, Cedric? What is it you want coming in here hollering?
Snake Hogan's out there with some kind of a horse. And says he wants you to give him a due bill again the store here for $50.
Due bill.
Yes, I mean, he said he wouldn't have time to get the groceries this evening, whatever he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure, all right. Yeah, I'll give him a receipt for the horse. Let me write it out here, yeah.
What you got there in that box, Grandpap?
Snake Hogan.
Oh, just some rabbits I'm swapping to Abner.
$50 at my store.
Little fellers, ain't they?
Yes, Mom. Swan rabbits. I'll have a time with them. Bad about digging out of places. We'll have a regular zoo out there in the back before long.
We've got calves and chickens and dogs and turkeys and hogs and guineas.
Here, Cedric. Here it is. Now just take it out there to him and tell him that that's good for $50 worth of groceries any time that he wants to come after him. I don't care when it is. Now, let's see, Grandpap. Wait a minute. That was our ring, I reckon.
No, I'll answer the telephone, Abner. Just stay right away
No, you don't.
Granny, here. Hello? Jot 'em down, store.
Hello? Is it Abner Peabody talking?
Shut up, Abner.
Huh?
Yes, Mom. He's here now.
Yeah, here, Grandpap. Your woman wants to talk to you. Here, just use this phone of mine right there.
Me? Well, I do know. Reckon what she's wanting.
I don't know. Ask her and see. That's what she's up there for.
Hello? Yes, Charity, this is me. Oh, this. Well, fine, good.
Company, glad you called.
Yeah, I was just closing a deal with Abner. All right. Yeah, I'll be home in a little while. Some baking soda and bluing, huh?
Yeah, I'll just take that out when I trade him.
All right. Goodbye. Well, Abner, I've got 11 more rabbits to sell you now.
11 more?
Yeah.
You mean just since you left the place over our Grandpap Mr. and come
Abner,
over here to...
Mr. Abner, Snake Hogan said he'd just leave that horse out there at the side of the store for you.
At the side? Well, why didn't he take him on around back there and put him in the lot like I told him to?
Well, he couldn't. The horse laid down out there at the side of the store and he couldn't get him back on his feet again. We've been out there, both of us have been a-trying it. He said not to worry, though. There weren't no danger of him running off.
Well, if Abner keeps this up, he'll trade himself right out of the store business.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a final word before we leave Pine Ridge for the night. You know, a lot of us are not as careful as we should be when we go shopping. We are easily persuaded to buy something said to be just as good. Now, that's not always economy. Sometimes, of course, we get bargains. But more often than not, we simply waste money and even endanger our health. Remember that when next you buy malted milk, for the sake of your family's health and your purse, ask for Horlicks. You can be sure about Horlicks, sure that it's pure and wholesome. And I'll tell you why. It's made from only the richest full cream milk and the finest wheat and malted barley, vacuum processed to prevent loss of precious vitamins and minerals. So don't accept cheap substitutes that may be just mechanical mixtures of skim milk, inferior malt powder, and a lot of plain ordinary sugar. Now, this matter of substitution is mighty important to you and your family. So be careful. Always insist on Horlicks when you buy malted milk. You can get it at your favorite druggists. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.